Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app.
Good morning and thanks for coming. And obviously we have a big announcement that everybody is aware of. And as you know, we agreed to terms yesterday on a contract extension for Brian to be a member of our team for six additional years that will keep him here through the 2019 season. And that's a big day for the franchise. It's an important day for us, an exciting day for us. Brian obviously is an excellent football player. He's a great man as well, family man, and he's a guy that adds an impact to our defense. He's a versatile player, and all the things on the football field, you know, that we look for, the intensity, you know, the playmaking ability, the instincts, all those things that he has. But he's a good person, and as you know, we like to build our football team through the draft and with our young players that we think are guys that represent what we want in a player and in men, and he certainly emulates that. And so we're excited about it, and I'm happy for Brian. I'm happy for his family. I'm happy for our football team. He can lead our defense and be a part of what we're doing now for many, many years to come. So congratulations, Brian, and I'll turn it over to him.
Obviously, very excited about this situation. I would like to thank the McNairs, Rick, of course, Coach Kubiak, Wade Phillips, everyone that's involved. And obviously this is an organization I love and want to be a part of, you know, for the rest of my career. And this was a no-brainer for us to be here. I'm a Texan now, consider Houston my home, and just couldn't be more excited for the future that this team has and now being a part of it for the long haul. So I'm very appreciative, and I'm ready to roll.
You were able to work this out considering, you know, the injury and stuff like that? You were able to do it this quick?
In some ways, yes. But, you know, I think Rick and I have stayed really close throughout this whole situation. And it's really monitored me and seen my progress. And, I attacked it pretty well. I went after it. And, I wanted to be healthy. You know, there's nothing more I wanted to do than be back on the football field for this team and for these guys. And, you know, Rick and I have had a great relationship, and, you know, he's seen me and seen the way that I've came back, and, you know, I'm feeling really confident about where I am right now.
Rick, Brian talked about the trust that the Texans and you have in him, which is second to none. How important is that trust, and how much did that go into the fact that you said we're going to extend him before the season without having to wait and see what happens?
Well, I mean, it's important, but obviously that trust is something that's earned, Mark, as you know, and over time that's something that has developed, and that's something that Brian is directly responsible for. I mean, he's shown us that we can count on him. He's shown us the work ethic that he has. He showed us throughout the course of this rehab process, you know, that he was committed to returning to actually being better than he was before. And so I was confident in that and very, very comfortable with that as I watched him, you know, continue to do the things that he's already done to earn that trust.
Brian, you've talked about how difficult it was when you got injured because you've never been injured before. Yeah. And can you kind of just reflect on how tough that was and now you're healthy and you have the extension?
Sure. It was a very dark time. I mean, you know, any previous injury before that was maybe missing a game or two. And now having a season taken away from me, watching the guys go out to practice every day and not being able to contribute was a helpless feeling. And it was something that I didn't want to feel anymore. And it kind of motivated me to get back and to push every single day. And now looking back on it, I think it's obviously made me a stronger person, both physically and mentally. You know, and I'm just real happy now. And looking back, it's definitely made me stronger.
Of course, I think it probably sends a message to everybody on the team, though, guys like yourself, that, you know, getting back to Rick says about trust. I mean, you didn't, you know, a lot of organizations probably wouldn't have given you this contract right now. They would have waited to see what you did this season. Can you reflect a little on that aspect of
absolutely
it?
You know, it's just another motivating factor, you know, having Rick's trust in the organization that they prove to do something like this makes me want to go out and just prove them right. I mean, I've never been more excited to play football than I am right now. Having, you know, this year taken away from me, a lot of critics out there, you know, asking whether I'll be back or whatnot or what kind of form I'll return to. I think anyone who knows me and my kind of work ethic knows that, you know, I'll be back better than ever.
You had a couple of your head start on J.J. here. In fact, you were J.J. before J.J. was J.J. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, his accomplishments last season,
yeah,
with you not being out there?
Sure.
And I'm sure there is, you know, knowing how you're wired, there's a rivalry. And you're happy for everything J.J. accomplished, but you're probably also thinking, you know, I can put up some pretty big numbers myself. Can you talk about that a little
bit?
Yeah,
I think you're 100% correct on that one. Yeah, we definitely have a little bit of a rivalry, but at the same time, I think we look at more of ourselves as a duo, you know, a kind of a two-headed monster, two guys that are going to have to be dealt with for a long time, kind of feed off of each other and really are excited to play with one another. You know, it's an unbelievable football player to play with, you know, and I feel like he feels that about me as well. And, you know, I kind of groomed JJ coming in and kind of taught him some ways, and obviously he just ran with it. And, you know, he did a tremendous job with me out last year and had arguably one of the best defensive seasons, you know, in history. So I think having the both of us back together, it's nothing more than exciting. I mean, it's competitive, but at the same time, we want the best out of each other and the best for the team.
Brian, as you look forward on these 6 years now, what do you see this team and this franchise accomplishing?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing for this team is keeping our goals short term. It's something that we've always done, and you know, not setting our sights too far ahead. You know, we always say around here 1-0, and you can only win the game that's next, and that's San Diego right now.
Brian, Rick referred to you as being a family man with having a 10-month-old son now. How much more meaningful is this extension?
Oh, it is, you know, and I think there's a lot more peace of mind now in our house. And, you know, my wife and I were out to dinner last night, and our son was crying, and we were laughing because, you know, he really has no idea what's going on and, you know, how lucky of a little boy he is. But, you know, it's just kind of the father role and you know, something that you're proud of is being able to take care of your family, and a role that I've accepted and absolutely want. So, you know, it's something to be very happy about.
Rick, could you talk about the fact this team stays with you, leading it one step ahead of the curve, keeping guys like Brian here?
Well, I just think it's important philosophically. That's the idea that we think gives us the best chance to win and to remain competitive, you know, year in and year out. And I think that's just something that seems to be working for us, and we will continue to do that. And obviously Brian is one of those guys that, you know, very early on, you know, you knew right away that this guy was a special player, and for us to you know, to be able to keep him and to watch him continue to grow, because I do think that as good as he is, there's a level for him to reach that he hadn't gotten to yet. And I think he's motivated to reach that level, and I'm excited to watch him do it.
Rick, along those lines, you've often talked about the now and the future, the building, and it's been a constant progression. Locking him up and keeping your eye forward on JJ and other key components you like to keep. How important was it to be able to quickly do this before the season started for you?
Well, I mean, it was paramount for me because, as you know, we've got another thing that a practice that we have implemented that we don't negotiate during the season, and we don't do that because of what Brian just referenced, and that's the mindset that this football team has, and it's one at a time. It's very focused, and one, I've said this many, many times, one of my favorite traits about this football team. And Brian actually is a great example of this. But this team understands the correlation between hard work and success on game day. They work. And if we can continue to have that mindset, continue to have players like that understand that, but not only understand it, but actually go live it, then we're going to have a chance to be good for a long time. And that's what we've got going right now. And I think that's why we've been successful over these last couple of years. And I'm excited about the future.
Rick, after how dominant the defense was through the first 5 weeks of the season, especially before he got hurt, how excited are you to see him return and with JJ have another year under his belt this year?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited. I think we all are. I think one of the goals for training camp and the preseason is to figure out the best 53. I think that's the primary goal. But then also to try to get a sense of what this version of the team is. Last year is gone, and we've got to move forward. We've got San Diego that we're focused on. And so this year's team has to develop. It has to come together. It has to define itself. And so I'm excited to watch these guys do that.
I think you said yesterday it's a little too early to start talking about San Diego. Is it still too early to talk about San Diego today?
We're about one day away still. But, I mean, it's obviously clearly on our minds. It's a Monday night game. You can't start any bigger than that. And, you know, this is something this organization absolutely wants, you know, to prove what we're all about on a national stage. And, you know, we'll be full go tomorrow with San Diego and really lock in.
Rick, how closely were you watching Brian's rehab process when you made the decision to do this?
You know, I'm pretty involved in all of our medical decisions and rehab protocols and processes. And so I spent a lot of time with Jeff Kaplan and Walt Lowe and Roland and all the rehabilitation situations. But this one was obviously pretty important, and so I think I might have spent a little extra time with him on this one. So we trust me, I knew every rep. I knew every exercise. I knew what he was doing, and we followed it pretty closely.
Brian, were you conscious of the extra attention paid?
Brian would send me
phone. I would.
He kept me in the loop, trust me.
Yeah, that was, you know, something. I wanted to be back. You know, there was no question about it. It was eating at me every day, just not being – out there and having to watch OTAs and the guys work out and not be able to do certain exercises with the team. You know, I don't think anyone really likes to be hurt, but I hated it. I mean, there's no hiding that. I really wanted to be back.
Do you, what were some of the photos that you would send him? Can you think of some?
You know, I think the biggest thing were some videos as well. I would try to, you know, squat and box jump and show all those kind of things. And I wanted just to improve upon that every single week, and anytime I set a new goal, I would send it to him and, you know, just let him know, you know, I'm coming back.
Brian, when Rick talks about that next level for you, mm-hmm. What does that mean? What do you envision?
What I envision is being the clear-cut best middle linebacker in the NFL, you know, and I've never hid that. I've never not said that before. I mean, it's something that I want, you know, and I think that I can get there. I know that I can get there. Obviously, it's going to require a lot of work and a couple more years of, you know, dominant play, you know, but I feel like I have the tools to do that. And, you know, it's one of those things that I'm going to have to continue to work at, obviously stay healthy, but I feel that I can, you know, very well do.